On today's Halloween episode of The Sip, we're discussing celebrity alien encounters and which TikTok star got arrested. All I want in life is a little bit of coffee.
She's a nightmare.
Okay. Are you ready? I'm ready.
Are we ready?
Are we all ready?
Is everybody ready? Because I'm ready now.
Okay. I am ready. Hello, you guys, and welcome to our Halloween episode of The Sip. I'm so very excited. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by
Lizzie Gordon.
And this has been such a journey getting to today. And I mean that so wholeheartedly. If you're listening on audio, I encourage you to watch today's episode on YouTube at The Sip Clips. Subscribe, hit the bell so that you never miss a video. But we did go, in my opinion, all out for Halloween.
I think we hit this pretty hard. Like, I felt myself in a costume before, but like, I'm feeling this. Like, this might be who she is.
Well, do you want to explain what you are and how you got here?
I'm a blue troll.
And from the troll movie, or like, no. What's the origin of a troll?
The origin of the troll movie is the troll that I am. It's a toy. It's a toy that was huge, like, in the 80s and early 90s, but they're all, like, nude dudes with little gemstone belly buttons and crazy hair, and that's who I am inside.
I do love the hairdo, and it's reminding me slightly of Marge Simpson.
No, it's different. It's wild. It's crazy.
Your bedazzled jewel is definitely my favorite, though.
This belly button, like, I'm not even joking. This is top. I would say this is one of my top three favorite costumes I've ever had.
Well, it was sparkling in the doorway.
Yeah, it's like a little disco ball.
She literally was mesmerized for a minute and a half, just being like, should we do Molly? I mean, obviously.
Should I
kidding.
Relax? Is it over? Did I go out for a troll tummy?
And I, of course, like,
duh.
If you're watching, you probably still have no idea what I am. But in case you're wondering, I'm an OnlyFans star.
Obviously.
Here's the thing with me, and I hope everyone that has watched me for years appreciates the effort, because every time I've ever become a woman, I've never shaved my chest. Well, normally when I put on a wig and play a woman character, whatever that may be, everyone's very bothered that I don't fully commit and shave myself.
Yeah.
And the thing with me is, I'm a hairy person.
Yes.
Like, there's mounds and mounds of hair
it's
on my body.
It's a forest.
It's been growing for years. And I was not only afraid to shave it, but I thought I might look a little thicker. You just never know what's under there.
You look so toned. It's adorable. And this body glitter, I'm living for. And I'm wondering if we should pierce your belly button.
The Kim K body glitter.
This is the Kim K body glitter?
Of course, yes. God. Mixed with some of the Fenty. I did a splash of both, you know. But I am the type of person for Halloween, in my entire adult life, I've never been able to commit to a costume.
Oh, yeah?
Because I never think anything's good enough. And then I get to the point, like, my whole life, like, all it goes, like, I'll end up being Minnie Mouse or something. Something stupid that I can pull off with materials in my apartment.
Right.
So we saw Trish over the weekend, whose house is essentially a costume store. Because she does a lot of costumes for TikTok, a lot of costumes for OnlyFans. And she was like, I buy like all different sizes and stuff for people I collab with in case we want to role play.
She had this at home.
So she had this, and I just so decided that I was going to be an OnlyFans star.
Yeah.
Took the wig from her.
It's only fitting.
Took everything.
You know? It's great.
And of course, all day yesterday.
Flip that hair back.
Oh gosh.
Crazy
bitch. All day yesterday, I had a mental breakdown of if I was actually going to go through with this, what I was going to do. And I was like, I'm just going to do it with my hairy body. And Shane said, well, no, you have to commit. Like, if you're going to do an outfit for Halloween, you have to commit.
You got
to
shave. You got to do body glitter.
So here I am, bare boyed. But
I honestly, like, you look so beautiful that I almost feel like it's your wedding day. Like, I can just, like, a little bit, like...
Like, did my glam.
In awe of you. Such
Thank
a pretty
you.
Boy.
I do feel alive as a woman. Like, I feel like I would be such a bitch if I was a girl who regularly got glammed.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would be one of those girls on Instagram that just is so intolerable.
Some snotty bitch.
Mm-hmm.
God, wouldn't you love that life, though?
I would.
A little bit.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to... Do you have Halloween plans? Are you going to go as a troll?
I never have Halloween plans.
Me either.
I was thinking if I wanted to, like, bring this back, I could reboot it and, like, find, like, a circuit board or, like, one of those, like, Wi-Fi antennas, and I would be, like, an internet troll.
Oh, that's pretty fitting.
Yeah.
so we could commentate on drama.
Yeah.
I love fall, but I just, and I love the idea of Halloween, but Halloween night is always kind of a flop for me, kind of like New Year's Eve. You know, you're always.
I never do shit for New Year's Eve.
So hyped up. I mean, and you're better off that way because it never pans out to be something that's fun.
And it's expensive. It's like dinner's like $150 a plate at a shitty place. And it's not like I've ever paid for that, but I've Googled it because I do have like influencer aspirations. Like I do want to go to Catch and like I do want to look cute and like get a spray tan.
You want to go get paparazzi'd at Saddle Ranch and Boa Steakhouse? I mean, if you want to do that, we could go confront like the TikTok stars that we're going to talk about in today's episode.
God, could you imagine how that would go? What if you and I got in a fist fight with Bryce Hall?
He'd be like, who are you?
I think we could take him.
He's pretty ripped.
Like, if we were going to do some Logan Paul shit on this podcast and we were like, 10K to whoever can fight us and beat us, it's like, I do think you and I could mollywop a hoe.
I shaved my entire body and dressed as a woman today. I don't think I'm taking anyone out. And these boys, I was watching, because I'm not very familiar with TikTok in general.
Right.
So I was trying to see why these TikTok 20-year-olds are popping, you know? And they were doing their before and after of TikToks where it shows them super, like, before they got into the social house, the hype house, and what they are now after they worked
Bryce
out
is a
and
sway
cranked.
Boy. You silly goose.
I can't keep up with
get
all
your
of
gang
these
culture
people.
Straight, boo.
Well, let's talk about some TikTok stars later on in the show, but are you ready for some hot topics?
Oh my God. I don't know why, but as a troll, I feel like I need to like rub my tummy. And like, I love that you're being slutty and I'm just like, ooh.
All right, you guys. Well, if you want to support this show, we're still sponsorless at the moment. But
by choice.
Yeah, by choice. Yeah. You know, we just really want to fill it out for a minute.
She's working on herself this year.
But you can support the show by getting my Ryland Adams hoodie, rylandadams.com. It's a tea cute teal hoodie.
My mom's getting one.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's going to support the show.
Yeah, she's living for it. She watches it every week.
I love that.
I don't even know how she found it. Like, honestly, my mom doesn't know how to use her phone. Like, the last huge fight we got in was because I was like, Mom, you have the picture. I know you already have the picture. I text messaged you because you're asking for the picture and describing the picture in detail. Scroll up.
What photo?
I don't even remember what the picture was because I was so frustrated that she kept being like, no, you never sent me that photo. And I was like, then how do you fucking know about the photo? Scroll up, like hit the little eye icon. I sent her a screen recording of my phone with like instructions that I typed in after the fact onto the screen recording, and she was like, just send me the photo. And I was too bullheaded to be like, here's the photo again. Like, I would have saved myself 45 minutes of drama and just sent her the photo, but I decided to be angry and upset about it. Sorry, Mom.
That's
I love
your
you.
Taurus.
That's your Taurus.
Like, I was mad at Shane for like pushing me, not pushing me to shave, but it like suggesting I shave to make the costume better.
Yeah.
And he just like patiently sat there and was like, okay, you don't have to, but it's going to look better.
And now you're living.
Yeah, I always come around.
Yeah. Always. You look so pretty. I can't even talk to you. I'm like, who is she?
And I love your wig so much. Again, you could watch full episodes on the Sip Clips on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, hit that notification bell. All right. Well, because of Halloween, we had two of our favorite pop stars encountering aliens this week. So I thought, why not divulge?
Divulge? We'll finish the sentence before we agree on the use of that word.
Into their alien seeing.
I think it would be like dive into.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
divulge the details of their alien sightings.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, Miley Cyrus.
I think you're perfect.
God love Miley.
God love her.
Who's been promoting her new album. We've only gotten one single thus far, but I am very excited to see what comes. But anyways, she was talking in an interview about her alien experience, and she had this to say. I was driving through San Bernardino with a friend, and I got chased down by some sort of UFO. The best way to describe it is a flying snowplow. It had this big plow in the front of it, and it was glowing yellow. I did see it flying, and my friend saw it too.
She also said that she like saw its eyes, and I'm like, if it's a flying saucer snowplow, it doesn't have eyes. It's either a machine or an entity.
Well, there could be somebody driving the machine.
So she saw into the snowplow apparatus and saw the eyes of something within it.
She said, quote, it looked at me and we made eye contact. And I think that's what really shook me, looking into the eyes of something I couldn't quite wrap my head around.
Right. And the way that I read that within the context of the article, it really sounded like the snowplow had eyes. And I was like, girl, you're high. Like, you're lit. And you might even be on something that's like not just weed because you're seeing shit. Like,
well, she did say that she was shaken for almost a week after the alleged close encounter. And they thought they might go back. But she did also note that they bought weed wax from a guy in a van in front of a taco shop.
Hello.
And it could have been the weed wax. My argument, though, is Miley is no stranger to pot. I feel like she has a high tolerance.
Yeah, but dabs are different, dude. Like, weed wax hits.
See, I don't even know what weed wax is.
It's a way more insane intake of THC. It's this concentrated shit that looks like earwax, but it's just like heavy THC wax, and you put it into like a crazy pipe and have to use like a flame torch to light it up, and then you go.
So she was probably off her rockers and in the middle of
nowhere. God, I hope
nowhere.
They weren't driving on dabs, but like.
Well, I don't know.
That's crazy. I'm just like, ugh. Sit down, like watch Aladdin or something.
I do think that if the aliens are going to come for some reason, I feel like they're going to choose the area that we live, that I live in right here, because there is at the top of the mountain by us, this weird
like vortexy
tower that is
tower.
I feel like the government's communicating with the aliens nearby my household. And there's been many
times.
You
don't sound crazy.
Not at all.
I'm saying that like this specifically.
Well, I've never had an alien encounter. And quite frankly, yeah. I mean, an alien.
I'm honestly scared shitless of aliens.
Well, I guess it could be. An alien can be considered anything from a different planet, correct? We don't really know what an alien is.
Yeah, just not of this earth.
An unidentified object.
Yeah, I think they're calling them different things now, like unidentified apparati or aircraft or whatever. But there is an interesting, like you saw Unacknowledged on Netflix, right?
I've never seen that show.
Oh my
God. I've never even heard of it.
You gotta watch Unacknowledged. It scared the shit out of me. But basically this overlying philosophy is like Area 51 and like all these other places where they like study and come up with like modern aerodynamics and like weapons of war, or like whatever the fuck they're talking about or building at these stations, they're all based off of previous existing alien technology. So like the idea is that they
from
found,
other planets?
Yeah. So the idea is like they found these aircrafts and they're disassembling them to learn how they work and then building their own versions of them.
And have they found any life inside? Or skeletons?
Well, there are different schools of thought on all of this. So there's this other guy, Bob Lazar, who like worked in one of these factories back in the day. And like he's been saying, like since he left that factory, he came out publicly, was on the news. It's like this big thing of him saying like, these aircrafts have been on Earth for thousands of years.
And what's driving them?
He's saying that this, like, there's a bunch of different philosophies. Like, they could be sentient beings from another planet that are coming to here now to help us, or they could be like interdimensional, time warped individuals who are us from the future, like coming back, like
some
almost like an interstellar
type
of
stuff.
Shit. Yeah. Or they are ancient versions of what we could evolutionarily become. There's like a bunch of different things that I'm not educated enough to speak on.
Well, if we should get an expert on the show, like an alien expert
one
day.
Yes, we should. Joe's actually been working with an alien team working on an alien documentary. So we have a couple of these guys that we can talk to.
And what does your scientist friend think? Have you reached out to him?
Josh is such a buzzkill about all of this. But to be clear, so I have a friend who works for NASA. He's probably not going to love that I'm plugging this on the sip. I have a friend who works for NASA. And he's one of the leading scientists on global warming, and he's saving all of our lives from global warming.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a fancy boy. But whenever I bring up things like this, he like rolls his eyes and I'm like, you're lying to me.
But if we're trying to get to Mars in our own versions of spaceships or UFOs for whatever life exists on Mars, why wouldn't they be trying to get to us as well?
Exactly. And I also think that it's in like super close-minded to believe that that only beings like human beings that require oxygen and water to survive and like are these specific compounds of chemicals are the only kinds of individuals that can exist. Like that's pretty close closed-minded.
Demi Lovato recently spent a few days in Joshua Tree, and this was right around the same time Miley came out with her whole alien experience. She was hanging out with her friends and Dr. Stephen Greer, whose Instagram bio claims that he's one of the world's foremost authorities on the subject of UFOs, ET intelligence, and initiating peaceful contact with ET civilians. So...
I'm actually Googling him because this is the guy from Unacknowledged, actually.
Oh, really? So he might be legit.
Shit, he is legit. I actually didn't read his name in the article. And now I'm kind of shook and I feel bad that I've been calling it a pyramid scheme.
I mean, it still might be.
I can't believe that. Continue to describe the thing.
The way that a lot of this went down was really weird because Lovato and Greer are encouraging just 1% of the world's population to meditate and make contact with aliens so that governments would have to acknowledge the truth about extraterrestrial life among us. So Demi posted a series of photos about this and then urged her fans to buy Greer's CE5 app, which costs $10
a session, right?
A session or a month. And
that's why I felt like this was like a multi-level marketing scheme.
Where it...
Because Lovato plugged, you have to do it a few times and be patient because it'll eventually work. But it's like a few times can add up to $50.
Yeah, she said, just keep trying. It took me several sessions to tap into deep enough level of meditation to make contact, happy communicating. So like maybe on Halloween, this is what you and I should do.
I mean, I'm down if you're paying. Down, I'm not going to waste $10. Money on it.
I mean, I'm not saying $10 is nothing.
And
but
I accidentally bought three of these wigs because I didn't look at the delivery dates on them. So I'm like $50 out on stupid troll wigs for no reason.
You can
now
return stuff on Amazon.
I'm never going to.
I think you can even go to Whole Foods now because Whole Foods owns Amazon and you can return your shit at some Whole Foods.
For real?
I think so.
Okay.
So I think this is something we should explore.
I'm down.
And report back.
I'm down.
It does seem a little sketchy. I guess if you have an interest in aliens and this guy that's an expert and it hits you up, why would you say no?
I mean, I am a little bit shook that it's that guy. That's the guy from Unacknowledged where I got like the deepest value of information of this on. But I am legit very afraid of aliens, so Joe always has to convince...
Why? Why do you think they're trying to harm you? They probably just want to make contact.
I don't know that they're trying to harm me, but it's just like anything that is like inexplicable or different or weird about life, I'm just like, oh no, I'm such a vulnerable, tiny fleck of humanity floating in this space and something's going to come get me. I don't like thinking that there's an entity watching me. Like, even though I know the government's watching me on my phone and like tracks everything I say, like, I don't like the fact that there could be like a lanky, looming figure over my bed every night, just like studying me.
I feel like there's what, 8 billion people on the planet?
Yeah.
I'd be crazy to believe that I'm the one the aliens are trying to touch down and
look
communicate
with. They're trying
with
to touch down on you for sure.
I mean, I would accept it if they have something
nice to
say.
You would accept it if they have something nice to say?
Or if they want to just, it could be a scary experience, but what a great story. I mean, we're only on the planet once. Why
Dude,
wouldn't we
I don't
we
know
wanna,
if I could handle it. I'm so scared. Like, I'm so scared. I'm like, I can't.
But I want to move on to TikTok, you know?
Okay. Why back not to something I can handle.
Yeah, back to something that's not as spooky.
Get me back in the skin suit because I'm feeling scared, Daddy.
I know. I wanted to do something very Halloween-y for the Halloween episode of the podcast.
I'm all worked up and scared.
Really, you're
right
scared.
Now. I wish we hadn't talked
the
about
it. The
only
thing I could think of is what every other podcast does, which is like rate your favorite Halloween candy. Which, I mean, I'm not against.
It's like I have one favorite Halloween candy.
What is it?
Fun Dip.
Is that even Halloween candy?
Yeah, if you get lucky and you go to a good house, they'll give you like either the full strip of Fun Dip flavors, but it's like you really only need to eat the stick and the blue raspberry green apple slice.
See,
up.
See, and I think with Halloween candy, it's just regular candy. There's very few Halloween themed candy.
Right.
It just is Halloween packaging, unless we're speaking of candy corn.
Which is gross.
What?
You know it's gross.
I like candy corns.
You're
I can't
broken.
I can't mess with like the pumpkins. That's like
too
dense.
Far.
Too dense. But the skinny corns.
You have some in the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Ew.
I'll slurp a couple of those up.
I might try one just so I can like reevaluate how much I hate them. But those are fucking gross, babe.
Yeah, you should give it a hate-y.
A hate-y?
Report back.
Ew.
Okay, so Kelly Osbourne, which I kind of gonna live for Kelly Osbourne. I've always had a liking for her. She was spotted out with 20-year-old TikTok star Griffin Johnson, who you know a lot more about TikTok than me, but he's just one of those like ripped meaty boys that like waves his dick around.
I don't know that he's meaty, and I think the technical term is dick wiggler.
Oh my God, there's a term?
I think it's dick wiggler. I might be making that up. I learned this from somebody else, and they might just be making fun of me for giving a shit about TikTok, so don't repeat that. But
I think everyone
or make it a thing.
Right now gives a shit about TikTok, though. Like, I think I'm the minority. I think most people are...
I don't know if that's true, because one of my favorite things about the Bryce Hall, like, BuzzFeed article is, like, the people who reported, they were like, I didn't know this kid was famous. Like, I didn't know what this kid did or was or whatever.
Yeah, but... And that's the thing. Like, people make... fun of it, but they're also more famous than like every traditional celebrity at the moment a certain demographic.
Yeah.
So,
but Griffin
used to date Dixie.
Used to date Dixie.
Dixie D'Amelio. Claimed he cheated on her.
She's not wrong about that.
How do you know?
Because she posted receipts. So Griffin did some shady bitch shit where Griffin was like, "I ain't never cheated on you, girl." Like, did a whole song, and he called it, what is that stuff that you guys do on YouTube where you make, like, nasty songs?
Diss tracks.
He made a diss track to Dixie about how he never cheated after they broke up. And then Dixie used that audio on a TikTok. Why do I know this? God damn it, I'm 30. And she posted the receipt, so we know that Griffin's a cheater for real.
I want to put a poll out to know if the people that listen to this show want us to talk about TikTok news, because I guess I could become involved if that's what the people want to hear about.
I mean, I'm as involved as anybody could be.
And you go outside of your niche on TikTok and you mess with like the populars, the Addison, the Bryce.
I hate watch Chase Hudson. I hate that I know his name, but I do. Lil Huddy represent.
Griffin Johnson, 20-year-old, was out with Kelly Osbourne, got a lot of attention, a lot of headlines. He claims, following all of this, that she's mentoring him.
I think you forgot to say that the tabloids are saying they're dating. That's the attention. Yeah. But they're not dating.
So then why are they hanging out?
Because he wants to be a host.
But and what is like, she hosting right now?
She's just mentoring. She's mentoring. How do you say mentoring?
She's mentoring. She's his
am I saying mentor?
She's acting as his mentor.
His mentor.
I mean, I would find it hard to believe if there wasn't a little. They were really playing
I would find it hard to believe if she was interested in a 20-year-old dick wiggler. Kelly's hardcore. She's fucking awesome. She's one of the Osbournes. I've met the family. I don't think they'd accept a TikToker in their house, though they are very kind and they're very accepting, so I bet they would accept anybody into their
house.
I
like your little humble brag. Was Kelly there when you went to the Osbourne
house? No, Kelly wasn't there, but I love Kelly and I wish she would. The suit is so slippery. I'm like slipping out of the seat every five
seconds. And I'm not digging on Kelly Osbourne being like, what is her job? Because I love when she was on The Fashion Police and when she's hosting stuff. I really do enjoy her presence, but it must be one of those Addison Rae, Kourtney Kardashian relationships where maybe he loves that she's old school Hollywood and wants something out of that, and she's like, well, you're really famous, so why would I say no? But she stepped out 85 pounds down. I mean, she's owning
good.
It. I feel bad typically commenting on anyone's weight, but she's like on a kind of press tour about it. She got the gastric sleeve. She looks great. She feels confident. She's having fun, and she's hanging out with TikTok stars. So good for her.
Whatever's clever.
Speaking of TikTok stars, Bryce Hall, who is Griffin Johnson's friend. Griffin was dating Kelly.
They're both sway boys.
See the houses.
There's Sway Boys, there's Hype House.
So everyone's just circling back on what Jake Paul started.
Yeah, and so the guy that started the Hype House came from Team 10.
Oh my gosh.
So it's the same business plan.
So Bryce Hall, who I discovered today, who was dating Addison Rae at a point. I mean, I did. I looked at his TikTok for the first time today and I was like, I get it. Dick
you
Wiggler.
Get it?
I get you, Dick Wiggler.
I don't get him. I don't get the Dick Wigglers.
Well, no, it's not for me, but I understand that, like, why 14 million people followed him and want to see him wiggle his dick, I guess.
God.
So anyways, this is the same man that was, like, made headlines for having insane coronavirus parties.
Yeah, this is the guy that the mayor of LA was like, we're shutting your power and your water down. Like,
but they actually did it, right?
Yeah, thank
And they're
God.
Facing $2,000 in fines, which doesn't seem like a lot compared
to... Doesn't seem like enough.
But they're also facing up to 1 year in jail. Like, those things
pay the time.
Those don't even out to me, though. Like, $2,000 or 1 year in jail or even both. It's like, what?
I'd love it if it was both.
Anyways, this Bryce Hall man, he got in a fight while dining out at an LA restaurant. Apparently, there's two different stories. There's different sides to every story.
Yeah, but it's, you know, honestly, it's kind of the same story.
Well, the restaurant kindly asked him to stop vaping. He said he wasn't. He was vaping, but he stopped when he was asked.
Right, but it's like, you should not be vaping in a fucking restaurant.
It was outside. I don't know the rules. No,
you're legally not allowed to vape at a restaurant, at a bar, anywhere.
Oh, see,
and there are some streets in California where you can't even smoke on the street. Like in Burbank, I can't smoke out there.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I love that.
I'm sure you do. But as a person who has hidden in many a bush to have a cigarette in an area, I'm not permitted to.
You know what I'm upset about?
It's demoralizing. I'm a person too.
I think if we started fighting, maybe we'd get some attention.
You want to fight about this?
Well, no, I have a fight to pick with you.
Me?
Yeah.
About what?
I came out here, my nicely manicured shed that I take so much pride in.
Oh, did you find cigarette butts?
I found a fucking cigarette butt.
We're in here?
Right outside the door.
That makes sense.
Laying on the grass.
Just not today?
It's been here all week.
Well, because here's the thing. I do, when I'm smoking here, put the cigarettes either on my car or in my pocket or in my purse before I leave, because I'm very conscious of not leaving a mess around your property. But I don't zip my purse up, so it could have fallen out.
Okay.
I make a very conscious effort to not do that. We don't have to fight about it.
I'll get in a Bryce Hall fight with you. So anyways, Bryce Hall claimed that the restaurant told him to leave and he was fine with leaving. But he says they would not give him his credit card back, which is...
That's the thing. They're going to give you your credit card back, you crazy bitch. And I honestly, like, the way that he describes the, like, avalanche of the scenario is like, number one, don't be vaping in a restaurant. Even if you're on a patio, it's a fucking restaurant. You're part of the restaurant property and it is closed in to some degree. Number two, when they ask you to leave, just leave. Just leave.
I agree.
He's like, let me get my credit card back. They won't give me my credit card back. I just asked 10 times. And like in my heart of hearts, I feel like he's like saying, give me my credit card back. Give me my credit card back. Give me my credit card back.
I think what happened is they asked him to leave, but he put his card down for the table.
Exactly.
I don't think everyone was leaving and they still needed the card down. A card down to the table.
Yeah.
So they probably needed to exchange a card. But I don't know how like that escalates to a fist fight. Like I've had a tiff.
The way it escalated to a fist fight is that Bryce was not going to leave. And so the manager was like, I will drag your punk ass out of this establishment. So technically the manager did put hands on him first. But I will say that the way Bryce Hall was dressed, he was asking for those hands.
And the thing is, money and fame at a young age doesn't do well for anyone.
No. And this kid's like, this is like the third time he's been arrested or dealing with the police this year. Like he was arrested in Texas during quarantine when he decided to go on a road trip and throw a string of parties in other cities and other states without masks, with strangers. Like,
and I'm not excusing any of this behavior, but I think it's a tale as old as time. Like every child, not every child.
A tale as old as time.
See, God.
But you're so pretty.
But like Justin Bieber was this 5 years ago, egging his neighbor's houses and drag racing down his streets in Calabasas.
And I was the same. I was inciting riots, literally jumping over couches, burning in the streets of Chico.
The difference is you don't have paparazzi following you. You don't have millions of kids that you're influencing during a world global pandemic where they're not wearing masks. They're acting as if nothing's going wrong. But they are, I think... You start to feel invisible when you're 20 years old with millions of dollars and a bunch
invincible.
Of yes. Am I really saying
no?
Every
I was
word
just
wrong?
No. I was just confused when you said invisible.
What? How do you say it?
Invincible.
Invisible.
Invincible.
You're right.
Invisible means no one can see you. You pretty baby girl.
You in this round.
I just wanted to make sure you meant not,
no,
you didn't mean invisible.
I appreciate you should call me out every time that I do say a word wrong.
I don't catch it all the time.
They do.
You won't even look at them. You won't even look at them.
They do. Well, they're mad at me at the moment. And I'm not going to be that person
girl.
That starts addressing comments all the time. But, you know.
Are we going to move on to the comment section?
Comment section?
I just want to say one thing.
Okay, go
and
off, sis.
It's not that it's a popular opinion, but I have seen that some people believe I am bisexual based off of the way that I sit.
And I see that it's affecting you because you're sitting different today.
I'm sitting different today because of the bodysuit, and I want my belly button to show on camera because this shit is so cute.
Because normally your legs are hanging off the side. Whoa, I forgot I was half naked.
Do we have to blur? Do we got to censor that? What's going on? Did you just pop a nut out?
I hope not. My dick is like riding in my asshole because of this.
So big.
Well, I'm wearing these pants inside or backwards too because the front was so revealing that I did have balls hanging out of either side,
and that's the mood.
And I still want to be monetized on YouTube, you know. So
but I was so confused by the comment because I'm just like, the fuck does that mean? Like, how do bisexuals sit different? And then this weekend I was with a friend of mine who identifies as bisexual, and I was like, hey, I got a quick question, like, how's a bisexual sit?
You couldn't ask me how a gay man sits and have me give you a definitive answer because I don't know.
Well, the funny thing is this girl was like, I mean, they sit with like their legs up, or like they sit in a funky manner. Like, she literally described the way I sit, and I was like, no shit. I sit like a bisexual. Okay. Like, well, I'm not. And not that there's a problem with it. It's just...
Well, there's a... So how interested are you in women, though? Like, could you... eat a woman out? I think is the because like I they say sexuality's on a spectrum.
Yeah, you know? I vibe that for sure.
I use genuinely in my heart, because I'm a gay man, I always used to say to bi people, which isn't right, I'd be like, well, do you envision yourself like actually marrying and ending up with a woman or a man?
Yeah.
And then I feel like that skews if you're like closer to the guy side or woman side, but I just was being in a state of ignorance and like not being educated and didn't realize that some people can just genuinely get off to both and are fluid in that way, because I could definitely penetrate a pussy.
Yeah.
I could not, I don't know if I could fathom getting my mouth down there.
I love that this is how you would penetrate a pussy. Like some weird little meshy hand movement.
I'd really have to have somebody talk me through it. Like, okay, this is because
eating out or penetrating a puss.
Well, I think both, I guess, because if you want it to feel good, don't you want the man to be instructed? Like, this is the right spot for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My problem with the comment section was everyone was getting mad that I was like overtaking the show and being mean to you. And I will say, like, I come from a background of producing entertainment news shows. So I like things to be speedy, jumpy, fast.
And I love that about you.
And we're moving. But I understand that when I was like, you didn't say your name fast enough, people are like, you're really bossing her around or not letting her talk.
But I never feel bossed around by you. I just like, that makes me giggle because like, that is so indicative of who the fuck you are. Like, it's just like, and that's who I love.
So
like,
now you're validating to everyone that's just me.
Somebody help me. Somebody come get me. Help me. Rylan's bossing me around. It doesn't feel good here. I just want to be my authentic self.
Twice. And then a lot of people were just saying that it's like feels a little bit censored. And like, yeah, I'm sorry if I'm not fully uncensored yet after just going through like the biggest internet cancellation in the history of the world.
I love how fucking bold you feel in this look. He's just like, and let me tell you.
Because I was even when you were talking, like just hinting that the D'Amelios are kind of boring, I was like, Gen Z's gonna attack you, but I guess
Gen Z identified.
They did.
Yeah.
Fucking
wait for it. Charli D'Amelio put out an ASMR video on it on YouTube and said it's going to be a recurring segment that she does.
Which you take credit for.
Yes, of course I take credit for that.
Can I be honest?
She didn't.
I don't even remember. Of course she didn't A, see this, and B, I don't remember you saying that. But
I straight up started whispering, but I started whispering so softly that I don't think you could hear me whispering in your headphones. But if you play back the tape. This was my idea.
And when I did say you stop yelling, it's because...
it's loud as fuck
in my ears. You guys got to hear the mixed version. And in my ears, it was like startling. So I wasn't like being angry at you.
I never felt that way. You don't have to explain yourself to me, baby.
Okay, I'm just explaining. And
I'm just explaining it to the thousands of strangers who think I'm abusing you. I'm fine. I've got high self-esteem.
Okay, well, did you catch any of Kanye West on Joe Rogan's podcast? Almost 3 hours long. I watched the clips because I could not commit to 3 hours.
Joe watched it in like double time.
Oh.
And sped through it.
And did he come back to you and say
anything?
He was
just like, it's a trip. Like, it is a trip. It is so entertaining. Like, I'm down with it. Like, I don't hate Kanye. Like, everyone hates Kanye.
No, I think Kanye is highly entertaining. I think the problem for a lot of people is when he's running for president, which he revealed on the
God
show.
God wants this for him.
Inspired by God.
Yeah.
To be the leader of the free world. And yeah. Even Joe Rogan had to pause. And I swear to God, he was just thinking like, is this man fucking with us or what's going on?
He's not fucking with anyone. He's bipolar and not on meds.
I mean, I'm not 100% familiar with how being bipolar works, but
I mean, it sounds a little manic for him to believe that God wants him to be the leader of the free world.
Well, yeah, and he said the idea for him to run for president came to him
in the shower
through God in the shower.
I will also say this. When I was 19, I had 10 vodka Red Bulls and emailed my dad that I thought I was the second coming of Christ. So there are crazy ideas that just come to us when we're mentally unstable.
Yeah, but didn't you wake up the next day and be like, maybe not? This has been like 6 months now.
No, I still feel like I was put on this earth for a reason. Just you're welcome.
Well, a lot of people like Jennifer Aniston are saying it's not funny in her Instagram post about voting. And then you have the opposite side of the spectrum where Kourtney Kardashian's just proudly rocking a Vote Kanye hat in her social media posts, which inspired a whole bunch of backlash.
I mean, yeah, I think in this day and age, politics are a hot button issue. And like identifying a certain way is tantamount to being like, a monster, well, like a soulful mess.
It's the most infuriating, I think, because it's so polarizing right yeah. now. And then Kanye obviously isn't going to win, so he's yeah. just splitting the vote no matter where you lie.
Is he even on the ballot? I don't even think he made it on the ballot.
Not
he
didn't in a lot of places. He did yeah. an Instagram tutorial of how to write his name in on the states that he wasn't eligible for.
Well, he announced it too late in the game. He didn't have the signatures on the survey or whatever the fuck to get yourself on a ballot. Like, he didn't have a coherent party, like.
Well, that's why I think had he wanted
not,
to give this a real
here
shot
for the merch, though. Like, if I could wear the merch and not be an asshole about it, I would.
Like, when he's not, you should get some now so it's vintage when he's not the president.
Shit.
And then you.
But if I buy it now, it's supporting his campaign, and I don't know if I can do that in good conscience.
Right. I was really curious about now, like, you know, when he first came out running for president, yeah. he was endorsed by Elon Musk,
right.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And then I did see Elon Musk did some backpedaling after his whole abortion thing. He was like, maybe we don't agree with as much as I thought we did.
And that's the fucking crazy thing, because I was like, dude, like, when you listen to Kanye West talk about education, I'm here for it. Like, a lot of the stuff that he says is great. And then he had to be like, but women should not have a right to choose. And I was like, oh, fuck, miss me with that shit, bro.
Move on to Kim Kardashian, whose
Kim
40th birthday
was so cute.
Happened recently.
So cute.
One of her friends, I don't know why this is the stick out moment for me, but one of her friends got her a Kimopoly board where it's like Monopoly, but customized for Kim. And all of the pieces are things that just are influential in her own life.
Yeah, she's got like a cell phone, a lipstick,
and all of the like hotels that you can buy or her old street addresses and stuff. Which
is pretty cute. It's like, but I also hate Monopoly so fucking much that I feel like that might be a passive aggressive gift where she's like, let's play this. Because I feel like anybody who plays the game of Monopoly all the way through with someone never fucking talks to that person again.
Yeah. Every time I play Monopoly, it does not end well. The last time was last New Year's Eve and Shane literally walked away from the game.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Monopoly is the most enraging fucking fight inciting thing in the world.
Yeah. He was just like, I don't want to hate you, so I'm going to walk away. And that's like a recurring theme for me.
Yeah.
A game night is when I'm at my personal worst, because I don't think I'm very competitive as a person in general, but start a game of Mafia, start a game.
Dude, we should have a game night. I love Mafia.
Well, I don't know. We might not come back onto this podcast.
I think it might be the funniest thing. No, I'll come back.
Because I'm ruthless. Like, the first time I played Mafia with Shane, he was so scared of me because I was lying to him so adamantly.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to win.
Yeah.
And I'm always known to be the one that stands on tables or offers to do your laundry for a week if I'm wrong, even if I'm wrong, just because I want to win.
Yeah.
And I end up like throwing the board or taking it so personal.
That's a bit far.
But as soon as the game's over, I'm cool.
Yeah, right.
No,
I just need to throw the table over and then everything's fine.
I let it go. Like, I feel like it's a space where I can get angry and then let it go.
Play with your hair. Like, oh, I can't. If you're kicking shit over and throwing fucking game boards, there's a problem, baby girl.
You think I need to go? I haven't been to therapy before.
Check it out.
I've really been meaning to.
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it? Are you? Yeah. Do you have a therapist right now?
No, I love how I say that. And it's like every therapeutic relationship I've had has been like a hoax. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, for the longest time, I didn't want to meet up with someone in person. And I found this woman I really liked, but she was in New York. So I would call her from California and just do phone sessions with her.
I think that's fine.
She dropped me.
Why?
She said that it wasn't like that I should find somebody that I could have an in-person relationship with.
Oh, well, times have changed, baby. It's coronavirus.
I mean, now she'd probably be chill with it, but we also had a weird fight, which I did not feel good about. But it's like the same thing as you. Like, I don't like admitting when I'm wrong. So if she would point something out to me, I'd be like, okay, you're right. It's that. And then when I have that tone, because we're over the phone and she doesn't know me in person and doesn't know that that's the way I talk, which is apparently hard to handle, she would be like, are you placating me? And I'd be like, no.
Some of your texts are aggressive. Every once in a while, I'm like, does she hate me?
Really?
In random texts. But I know you don't. Like, I just don't read into it. Because sometimes, there was one this week, but...
Really?
I just thought for a second, maybe she's mad at me. But then I texted you again and you were fine. You were cool as a cucumber.
If I ever sound like I'm mad via text, it's not real. Because I'll always call you. I'll be like, hey.
If you had a customized game, what would it be? Would you want one?
God, Clue.
Oh, I never make it through Clue.
Oh, I love Clue.
I get a little bored for some reason.
You got to start lying. You got to lie through the game. It makes it so much more interesting because, like, if you're not lying in Clue, you're playing it wrong and it's the most boring shit in the world. Like, you got to start, like, fucking with people's heads. Like, you know what you have in your hand. You got to start asking people if they have the cards you have in your hand. So it's like you're inceptioning them to think that you don't have those cards in your hand, but you do. So then that motherfucker is going to look like an idiot in front of everyone when they guess it's the candlestick, but really you've got the candlestick.
So you're just as crazy as me when
it comes to games. I really want to play with you now. I didn't know you were this way.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. If you want to have a fun Halloween.
Hey. Okay. Let's talk to aliens and throw some board games at each other. Speaking, oh my God, let's do that.
Speaking of the Kardashians, Rob Kardashian, you remember his sock line, right?
I do.
Well, it's still thriving. I checked the other day. I mean, I don't know if it's making money, but it's still up. It exists. Yeah. They're still shipping.
Good for them.
You can still purchase, but now his most recent endeavor is hot sauce. He's launching a hot sauce line.
Yeah. I'm...
Yep, that's all I had to say.
I mean, everybody's got a hot sauce line. I feel like a hot sauce line is to everybody as LA is to club promoters. Like, and most club promoters also have a hot sauce line. Fuck, I'm going to Panera after this. I'm hungry. Not that this is important.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I need to make this about me, but I do have a great Migos story.
What?
I met... Oh, shit.
You don't even know which one of them you met?
No, I know which one I met. Okay, I just remembered who it was. So we can edit that down so I don't look silly. But not that I need to make this about me.
Uh-huh.
I did meet... Oh my God, I just forgot his name. Quavo from the Migos.
Uh-huh.
So Quavo actually executive produced this movie I worked on, and it was a low budget thing. Like, we were shooting actually at my friend's apartment and we had no director's chairs because there was no room for them. And like, it was such a tiny, tight space that we had to put all the camera equipment in the bedroom and then we had to sit on the camera equipment crates.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes to set and he's like, I want to sit at the monitor. And I was like, it's in this bedroom and you can sit on this crate next to me. And I had like a coffee cup with me. And he's like, I'm going to need my blunt. So he's smoking a blunt and he and I are sitting on this camera case next to each other looking at this monitor. And he's like, where do I ash this? And I was like, in my coffee.
Sir. No.
I swear to God, I was so honored to have Quavo ash in my coffee. It was pathetic.
You should have sold it on eBay.
I thought about it. I honestly was just being super cool because I wanted to be like, can I try your ice on? Like, is it a bit much of an ask for me to try that necklace on? And his security guards were like, back the fuck up.
You
crazy
did not
bitch.
Actually.
Of course I asked that. I have no boundaries. Have you met me?
That speaks exactly to who Lizzie is as a person.
Which
a
is why you have to shut me down.
Who's wearing probably a $50,000 necklace.
I just wanted to try it on. I was like, whose dick do I have to suck to get ice like that? Like,
probably his.
I don't know that I could fit it. I don't know that I would even try. I'm spoken for. I love my mans and I'm not trying to suck any strange dick for any strange purpose. But like, as the saying goes, whose dick do I have to suck to get some ice like that?
Lastly, Justin Bieber, I guess, is picking up his YouTube originals.
Yes.
So instead of a series this time, because he had Seasons, right, which was in promotion of his album, where he kind of documented the process of him creating his last album. And now this looks to be maybe a one-off, like maybe hour-long documentary.
Whatever, I'll take it.
Just about how he is and the state of his healthy mind right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, I like it. And I like his two new singles. I like where he's headed. I think I like this better than his Seasons era, which was just the previous one.
It just seems so authentic and genuinely benevolent, for lack of a better word. Like, this guy's just promoting some good, nice stuff right now. And I really like that.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of edgy. Like, holy, like, that hits for me. I love that.
But I'm happy that he's happy. I'm happy he's found his way after living such a public, tumultuous.
Yeah, I don't know that word either. But I do think it's hard for a child star, and the fact that he's come out of it and is just like talented and making bops and like alive and doing well.
Alive.
And
yeah.
Finding God instead of crack. Like,
good for him.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, I think that's going to do it for today's Halloween episode of The Sip.
Yeah, mama's got to use the potty. I got to pee so bad. My tummy hurts.
I did want to have us read some of the reviews again, because they've just been so fun to read, and it helps the podcast so much, especially on Apple Podcasts when you rate and review the show. Lizzie, did you screenshot some?
I screenshotted my favorite. This is my favorite review of the reek. The reek.
Spooky reek. Do I have lipstick on my fucking teeth?
I can't see
I'm
that
gonna
far.
Be so mad if I had lipstick.
Girl,
this whole episode.
I can't
episode.
See that far. You look gorgeous when you're blurry.
All right, what's the best? And now they're gonna say, I'm being mean to you. I'm demanding.
Somebody help me. I'm a victim.
You just start like playing into it on social media.
I'm
like,
gonna make merch that says free Lizzie.
Oh my God. All right.
So my favorite review is from D Paca.
All right.
And I'm probably saying that wrong, and I'm so sorry, sir. It's not you, it's me, or lady. It's all me. I'm the problem. This review is titled L.I.Z.Z.E.
Just read the review.
Five-star review. I have never identified with anyone more than L. Gordon, period. So real. So amazing.
I like that she took it upon herself or himself to give you a nickname.
L. Gordon. Yeah, I do love that for me. Mm-hmm. And then I have one more. Do you want me to read it, or do you want to read it?
You read it.
This is a funny username. From Shaney. Oh, baby. I always get so excited. 5 stars. I honestly had no idea what to expect when you said you were starting this podcast, period. It's my favorite thing to listen to. I always have to listen all the way through because of how good it is.
See, I think this is condescending, your tone.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
Wow, this might be why a lot of people hate me, because I'm super unaware of it. I love it and can't wait for more. !
Thank you guys so much for rating and reviewing our show. I genuinely do appreciate it, and I appreciate the support on the podcast overall. It's been overwhelming and so appreciated. Thank you so much for watching this. Our Halloween set will be gone next week. If
Watch
you want
yourself.
To keep up with us, we're on YouTube at The Sip Clips, at The Sip Official on Instagram. You can follow us both individually on Instagram as well. We appreciate you. Love you very much. Have a safe and happy Halloween. Goodbye.
Get me out of this suit. I'm so fucking serious.
We have to do, and that's The Sip.
Oh, and that's The Sip. For real though, like, I'm in so much pain. I need you to get me out of it.